Greetings, lovely listeners. Today we are talking about filler sentences. Filler, F-I-L-L-E-R, filler sentences. So what are they? They are a quick, easy fix to knocking out, stripping your mediumship of pauses, dead time, silence. Filler sentences fill the void of silence. Filler sentences are what you speak and say when your mind has interfered with your mediumship. Filler sentences, why do we need to fill the void? Why do we need to not pause as mediums? Because when you are frozen and not speaking and paused, then spirit isn't flowing out. You are not speaking. It is not flowing. The power isn't flowing and the conversation isn't happening. So the reason you have that silence is because almost 100% of the time your mind has grabbed onto a piece that spirit has given. It has tensed. Your body may be tense. Your mind may be thinking about what you've just said, or what am I going to say next? You're worried. You're afraid. You're afraid of being wrong. You're afraid of being judged. You're afraid you don't understand what spirit's just given you. All of this, you know, this list I just gave you causes us to be silent and freeze in our mediumship. And it's always the mind. And so when that happens, what I teach my students is to breathe, relax, clear the mind, and start speaking a filler sentence. Stop the silence and speak. Speak using a filler sentence. And when you start to speak, saying this filler sentence, it forces the mind to calm, be silent, calm down. But most importantly, when your mouth is moving, spirit can give because the mind is quiet. And as you know, as mediums, we juggle. We're jugglers. We have to keep track of a lot of different things at once, you know, with our energy, in the sense that while we are speaking to our client, we're already receiving that next piece with spirit. You know, our attention, we're divided. We are multitaskers as mediums. You know, when I am speaking, my mind is calm, but I'm aware of the next piece of information that I'm going to say as I'm speaking that first piece of information. I'm also aware of checking in and what my client's going to say. There's literally three things that I'm doing. That's why I compare it to juggling, because it's like normally we juggle with like three balls, right? So we're speaking, yet we're receiving from spirit at the same time. And then we also have to speak to our client and check in. And a good blend and flow is all of this continuously happening in a beautiful cycle, like a juggler, right? With the three balls. But when we freak out and we don't understand something, or we think the spirit person has gone silent, whatever the cause is for your long silence, in that communication from spirit, not understanding the image, holding onto the image, freezing the flow with just attention in your mind and brain, not understanding the feeling, whatever causes that silence where you're not speaking, can be a lot of things. You drop it and then you start speaking your filler sentence, and then it calms the mind and allows the peace wherever spirit wants to start back up again and start talking again to you, whatever they want to give to you to say next. It calms the mind as you speak the filler to receive spirit's next piece. So the million-dollar question is, well, what is a filler sentence? Well, what does it consist of? What words? And that is a great question. So filler sentences, you have two options. Number one, you restate the last yes, the last piece of evidence you threw out to the client and received a yes with. Or a filler sentence is one that, if I had to give it a name, it would be just a general filler sentence, not connected to evidence. Now, these sentences, and if you've watched mediums demonstrate, you know these sentences. They are sentences that examples of these sentences are, as I just ask him more about this, as I work with your grandfather more, as I blend with this daughter in spirit more and ask her for more about this. You know, these are examples of filler sentences. And you've heard them. Now, I don't know if the mediums that you've watched when they say this know that they're needing to speak to cut out the silence, or if that's just part of their regular verbiage, but I know, based on my experience and my working with students, that these are great one-liners to use when the medium, you, are freaking out. Because something is not flowing. There's not, your mind has gotten in the way. Something's not working right with the communication. It's your mind. See, feel, know. Something's not, you're not understanding, you're freaking out, whatever. But I know that I use these when that happens with me. And I've had my students experiment with these filler sentences, because young mediums, year one mediums, you were there, maybe you're there right now in that first year of development. We know that they, that you, year ones, take long pauses. there is doubt. There is fear sometimes. There, the trust, the self-confidence, not only in yourself, but in the spirit world and what you're receiving from them internally, is a bit, it's just a big part of the journey in year one, right? We all face it. We all go through it. And all of that stuff causes the medium to go slow, to stop talking. Young mediums are snatchy, and they should be, okay? They are learning a new language. They're starting to speak, you know, a whole new language. And how do we do that? We start with one word. We start with two or three word sentences. I am happy. You know, so the young mediums are supposed to have these pauses. And what I have found with my year ones is when I get them to speak, either go back and say, repeat the last yes, using that as a filler sentence, or an example of filler sentences I've given them that are the general ones. You know, as I just blend more, or as I work with them more, and as I bring that some, a lot of, you see a lot of mediums say, as I bring them in closer, which just makes me laugh because they're already there, right? as they step in closer, as they step forward, you know, whatever you want that filler sentence to be, some mentors out there will be like, they don't step in. They don't come closer. They're, honestly, I'm not a stickler about that. You know, do you want your audience to think that a loved one is having to step closer to you? I mean, I don't work that way, but a lot of mediums do. My personal filler sentences I use that are general are, you know, as I just work with them more, or what they are telling me now about this blah, 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 you know, as they tell me more about this, I know. You know, those are my filler sentences I use. But think about how you've worked as a medium. What are your filler sentences you've been using? Okay. And like I said, with the year one students I practice this with, it's a game changer, because the silence is taken out. When the silence is taken out, that means the mind is taken out and it's silenced again. And it's not in fear. It's not dissecting, analyzing, freezing the flow with tension, energetic freeze. I think of that song, freeze frame, you know, like we literally have this ability in our mind, even though it may be quiet, to just tense and freeze. For many reasons. But when that happens, I find that when we start saying these filler sentences with my year ones, As soon as they start speaking and they give that filler, repeating the last yes or a general one, they pick right back up because spirit is able to come through clearly to them with the next see, feel, or know that the spirit person wants to give. This is a very, very, very simple fix to your pauses and your long bouts of silence in your mediumship. You know those come from the mind interference. And when the voice speaks, the mind doesn't. When the voice speaks, the power flows. When the voice speaks, communication flows. Remember that. Remember that. Give it a try. I hope it works so well in your mediumship. And feel free to email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com if you use it. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you thought. If you want to develop with me, I have a program. It's like I feel like I'm announcing this almost every other podcast, but I start my mentorship program every 6 months. I will do that until I max out my spaces that I offer for students in development. But every 6 months I start my mentorship. So I have another one coming up in January, and I will put the registration info up in the next week. If you have questions about my mentorship program, please message me. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. My program is intimate. Not to scare you off with that. If you are used to a group of 20, 25 students, even 15 students, this is going to be a change for you because I start my groups with six students. I watch you work twice a class. Classes once a month, 2.5 hours long. You stay with your same five classmates. But in addition to that class and the method we learn, right? You have a ton of, I call them circs and sups, tons of practice circles and supplemental classes that not only do I offer, but my advanced year five students. Some of the supplementals that you can expect are Astrology 101, Numerology 101, Card Reading 101. In 2026, I'm bringing in a runes class, Reading with the Runes. We are going to touch on Human Design. We are also going to have a once a month card reading circle. 30 minutes, show up, give a card reading, and get one. Fun practice, and you get to mingle with the other students. We're also going to have some sort of share time, and my advanced student Freedom is going to lead that, where you're able to go and kind of have a get together with mediums in the program where they just want to share in the beautiful messages that they have received from spirit when they've been working with their mediumship. So it's kind of like a kumbaya campfire Zoom time. That's what I'm going to say. And much, much more is going to be offered. If you're interested, please let me know. I'll answer any questions, or just keep a lookout and listen up to the podcast for when registration happens. All right. Much love to you, listeners. Thank you for continuing to listen. If you like the podcast, pause right now. And if you're listening on Spotify, which apparently a lot of my listeners do, I kindly ask you to leave a star rating if you are guided to. And if you're on Apple, go for it. I would much appreciate it. I appreciate you showing up and giving me your ear. Hope you find this episode helpful with filler sentences. It's a good one. Try it out. Let me know what you think. Until next time, be well.